Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
You go to church, but you don't pray. You trying to be a mother without prayer? You trying to fix your wife without prayer? You trying to be a wife without prayer? Let your requests be made known unto God. You wonder why you don't have no peace? Peace don't come from dancing. Peace comes from prayer. What am I gonna do? I guess I have to, let me see, what am I gonna do? I gotta
go on the kids still gotta go to school. This still gotta, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do?
And you're really buffering. And while you're buffering, the enemy is laughing because he's stealing. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's stealing days out of your life. What attracted me to the text, put my text back up on the screen for a minute, my special text that I underlined. What attracted me, the Bible says, while Joseph was buffering. Yeah. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him. And when I first read it, I thought the angel appeared to him while he was buffering and awake. But when I went back and looked at it, Senator, I realized that the angel couldn't talk to him. While he was awake, because he was in so much pain, that when there is a level of pain where you can't reason with people and they can't hear you, because all their brain is saying, "What am I gonna do? What 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 am I gonna do?" So God didn't wait. God didn't try to talk to him till he could bypass his understanding. He waited till he was asleep, and he appeared unto him in a dream. I call it pillow talk. It's really, see, Joseph had gone through a period of what we could categorize as sensual thinking. Sensual thinking is when you're thinking out of your senses. Thinking out of what's happening around you. Responding in your thinking to your circumstances. Sensual thinking. Sounds good that it sounds sexy. Sensual thinking. Oh yeah. But sensual thinking isn't necessarily sexy thinking. Sensual thinking is when you're thinking the same thing over and over and over again, and you're worried. When you're worried, you're thinking the same thing over and over again without conclusion. Sensual thinking. Joseph was engaged in sensual thinking, and God was engaged in pillow talk. Pillow talk is when God speaks through a dream because you can't hear when you're awake. You can't hear. And the fact that the angel appeared unto Joseph in a dream really got to me. It got to me because the angel gives him the most important word
by bypassing his understanding. Because you could understand wrong. It's a terrible thing to be misunderstood. That's a pain all by itself. To have to live with what somebody thinks about you. And they don't get you. Yeah, you're right about what I did. But you're wrong about why. Yeah, I'm pregnant. But you misunderstand why. Yeah, I'm leaving, but you misunderstand why. Yeah, I hurt you, but you misunderstand. You don't know what it's like to be me.
Right, right.
That makes you lonely in a crowd. You can have a lot of people around you, but if they don't understand what it's like to be you, you're still by yourself. It don't matter whether they come over or don't come over. It really don't make any difference because I'm still alone anyway. Because you don't get it. I get so much out of just being understood. Sometimes you don't even have to fix it. Just understand it. Joseph's understanding was off. And you must realize that the truth that you stand under, understanding, stand under, affects how you stand. And the Bible teaches us really, really clearly, lean not unto thine own understanding. And Joseph was leaning to his own understanding. And when he leaned to his own understanding, his whole plan was built around his understanding. And you can't plan around your understanding because you know what happened, but you don't know why. And why affects your decision. Lean not unto thine own understanding. So when God gets ready to get to him, he has to challenge Joseph's understanding. You know the scripture says that there's a peace, Philippians 4:5-7. First of all, it says, let your moderation be made known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. I love that scripture. I won't get into it much now, but it tells you moderation. Yeah. Being mature is being moderate, not going to either extremes. You'd be surprised what you could do in moderation. Some things God doesn't let you do it because you don't know how to moderate it. You're going to go to extremes. Let your moderation be made known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Come on. Be careful for nothing. Don't be upset. Don't buffer for nothing. Don't buffer for no thing. Be careful for no thing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Now, and I know I got a problem because you told me be careful for nothing, and you wouldn't have told me that if something went wrong. So you told me not to worry about what's wrong, but in everything by prayer and supplication. You want me to be thankful while something's wrong? Yeah. Let your requests be made known unto God. Cast your cares on me. This is too much for you. Turn it
over to me. You can't handle this. Turn it over to me. Let your requests be made known unto God. You go to church, but you don't pray. You go to church, but you don't pray. You trying to be a mother without prayer? You trying to fix your wife without prayer? You trying to be a wife without prayer? Let your request be made known unto God. You wonder why you don't have no peace? Peace don't come from dancing. Peace comes from prayer. See, we can't do like we used to do because we don't have the kind of church we used to have. We have a church now that only comes to church based on who's speaking. I'll be honest, I confess, I was afraid to have a revival that we just had in November because I was afraid you wouldn't come because I know that I live in an age that's different from the age I started from. Whether people come or not depends on whether who's speaking. We used to come to church and nobody was speaking. We used to have this old thing we don't have now called prayer meeting.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And nobody was speaking at all. And the church would be packed and everybody be on their knees praying. Yeah. Let your requests be made known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. And give him a verse. And the peace of God. And the peace. And the peace, joy to the world. And the peace of God. 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 I don't think you hear me. Not your peace. Not your mama's peace. Not your peace because you got all your Christmas toys. Not your peace because you're out of debt and out of credit. Not your peace because you're dressed up and you look nice. The peace of God.
Hey, kids, what do you think we should get your mom for her birthday?
What about breakfast in bed?
How about another suggestion?
How about flowers and chocolate?
What are you doing?
She wants a cruise.
Give mom what she really wants. Bring the whole gang on the Faith and Family Cruise, November 9th through the 16th.
Our goal and purpose in life under Christ is to love and to help one another. And that's the mission of GPS. Together, we can touch lives, helping the hurting, encouraging the hopeless, feeding the hungry, and so much more.
Visit gpspartner.org and find out how you can help and find out how you can impact the lives of generations to come. We are all one global family touching the world with God's love.
I was grieving. And I was grieving. And I was preaching. And I was grieving. And I was on stage and I was preaching. And I was doing crusades and I was preaching. And I was traveling and I was preaching. And I was grieving. And things still have to be done. You gotta do what you gotta do. That's it. My mother didn't teach me nothing else. It was discipline. You gotta do what you gotta do. So I did like she taught me. I stood up to it. I stood up to her being sick. I stood up to it. I stood up to her losing her voice and not being able to talk. I stood up to it. I stood up to it. When she couldn't tell me from my brother, I stood up to it.
I stood up to her losing weight. And I stood up to her holding her food in her mouth for hours. And I stood up to it. And I stood up to it. And I stood up to it. All the doctors in, and I stood up to it. I stood up to the hospital and the nurses. I stood up to sitting her on the toilet. I stood up to it. I stood up. You raised me to stand up to it. I stood up to it. Like a grown man should. I stood up to it. She patted me on my head. It felt like this because she was weak. She patted me on my head. She said, every story don't have no happy ending. I stood up to it. I knew what she meant. I stood up to it. I stood up to it. I stood up to it. I came home and ran upstairs after preaching and tried to get her to swallow applesauce, and I stood up to it. And when she wouldn't swallow it, I stuck my finger in her mouth and I cleaned it out. And I stood up to it. And we went back and forth to the hospital. I never will forget driving home one day. I told myself, if you drive in the lake, you won't know what happened. It ain't going right. It ain't going right. You don't want to see it. Just drive into the lake and you won't know what happened. You just check it out. But I didn't do it.
Thank you, God.
I stood up to it. Every picture I have in my house, I'm holding her. Every picture from a little boy, I'm holding her. And I held her while she was dying. I stood up to it. I held her. She took her last breath, I held her. Such an honor. You too. You too. Held on to her while her body was cooling off. I stood up to it. And after it was over, I couldn't grieve. In fact, I didn't. I preached her funeral. I got up and I preached her funeral because she would want me to. I stood up to it. And I counseled other people. Because people didn't even, they don't think you a person. So they came to me for counseling. You the pastor. I never will forget what they told you when your mama died. Now you just got to do like you teach us. People can say the dumbest things. I stood up to it. And I couldn't get it out. I couldn't get it out. That's why I never tell people not to cry. I never tell people not to cry. I couldn't get it out. I went to Jamaica for 2 weeks. I couldn't get it out. I couldn't get it out. I couldn't get it out. And Bishop Joseph Garlington came to the church. And he was teaching on the baptism of the Holy Spirit and praying in your prayer language. And I remember getting down on my knees on the stage and I started praying in tongues. In tongues and in tongues in the Spirit. I start praying in the Holy Ghost. 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 I start praying in the Spirit. I start praying in tongues. I start praying in tongues, in tongues, in tongues, in tongues, in tongues, in the Spirit of the living God. I start praying in the Spirit. I start praying in the Spirit. And while I was praying, I noticed that when I started praying in the Spirit, it started lifting up off of me. It started lifting up off of me. Something that I couldn't do in my understanding, that when I got in the Spirit, I could do things in the Spirit that I couldn't do in the flesh. In my flesh, I was going crazy, but in my Spirit,
I can get in a place in the spirit that I couldn't get in the flesh. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm talking about. His message addressed my misery. Nobody knew I was miserable because I was smiling and I was dressed up and I was preaching my head off. But that don't have nothing to do. What you do has nothing to do with where you are. You can do this over here and still be over there. I'm talking to somebody. You got them all fooled because you can still do it. But just because you can do it doesn't mean that you're okay. If you can sing, you can sing. Your heart can be in the floor, but it doesn't mean you can't sing. Don't confuse your gift for where you are. And I started praying in tongues. And I was amazed. For the first time, I felt it lift, just lift a little bit. Just lift up out of my spirit, just a little bit. Look at this scripture, 1 Corinthians 14, 13 through 15. I want you to see this, because we're going to bypass your understanding. Okay. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue. See, a lot of you come from other churches. They didn't believe in speaking in tongues. And you're over here, and you shout over here, and you dance over here, but you haven't ever really been taught. Because they avoided this scripture. And they avoided this scripture because they couldn't explain this scripture. So they avoided this scripture, this New Testament scripture. They walked past. This is not Old Testament. This is New Testament. They didn't talk to you about the Holy Ghost. They didn't talk to you about praying in tongues because it was against the doctrine of the church. It was in the Bible, but it was against the doctrine. It's kind of like in the country being loyal to your party over your country. Some people are more loyal to what is in the doctrine than they are to what is in the Bible. But the Bible said, it's not just noise, it's not just gibberish, it's not just weird, it's not just strange, it's not just crazy, it's not just unorthodox, it's not just for people in a storefront church. The Bible said, tell somebody, say, the Bible said. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Come on. Watch this. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, if I bypass everything I think, if I bypass everything, I'm going to put her away. I'm going to put her away. I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to tie this up in a minute. Just wait a minute. What am I going to do about this mess? No, you can't pray in your understanding because your understanding is up under attack. He that prayeth in an unknown tongue. My spirit prays. My spirit prays. My spirit is. My spirit prays. My spirit prays. But my understanding is unfruitful. Oh God. My spirit prays. Peace that passeth all understanding. My spirit prays. And when Joseph was asleep, see, you got to understand that sometimes you got to bypass. I know you worship your opinion. I know you went to Harvard. I know you're smart. I know you worship your education. But there are some things that are not broken by intellect. There are some things that you can only break in the spirit. Oh, bless his high name. There are some devils that you cannot intellectualize. There are some devils. You got to fight a spirit with a spirit. You are in a fight with a spirit. Woo! Woo! I feel glory. Something is about to happen in here. You're in a fight with the spirit. You can't write a check and fix this. You can't pay a bill and fix this. You can't fix this because you're cute. But if you pray in the spirit, glory to God. Touch your neighbor and say, it's going to get off of you today. Everything that's been on you, everything that's been holding you back, everything that's been shutting you down, everything that's been weighing down your heart, everything that's been coming against your spirit, everything that had you up under attack, lift your hands and open your mouth, the anointing.
Do you need a miracle in your life? Have you been waiting for a miracle to take place? Do you wonder if a miracle is possible? Yes, miracles still happen.
Everything that's been on you, everything that's been holding you back, everything that had you up under attack, it's going to get off of you today.
For your gift of any amount, you will receive Bishop Jake's transformative message, Hearing When You're Hurting, on CD, or if in Canada, on MP3, and this personal 25-day Advent booklet. And when your gift is $70 or more, we will add this Follow the Star book. When your gift is $150 or more, we will also add Miracles Still Happen, Bishop Jake's two-message series on DVD, or if in Canada, on MP4, as well as this beautiful tea towel set. The same God that performed miracles in the Bible is here for you. Don't wait. Call or go online now.
There's a miracle waiting on you.
Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Dodge.